now. JimForAmerica.com, the radio show. Paid for by Jim Condit Jr. for Congress.
This is Jim Condit Jr. Let's start strong by, I'll play the radio ad that we played on WLW and WKRC on Friday. Then we'll comment on what was in the radio ad. I'm Jim Condit Jr. running for Congress, U.S. Congress in the 2nd District of Ohio. When you're a federal candidate, Congress, Senate, or President, the stations must run what your ads or hour-long shows, depending on what they sell businesses. They have to give the candidates equal access. So I paid for and I'm responsible for the content on this hour and on my radio ads. Don't be calling WLW and WKRC because they have no say over whether to play a federal candidate's ads. They have to give federal candidates like me the same deal that they give businesses. So let's start right away and listen to the radio ad we played on Friday, and then we will comment on it. That's what you'll hear this Sunday night at 8 p.m. on 55 KRC. Everything the Murdochs at Fox News and all major media are keeping from you. How anti-American billionaire media Jews control every major radio and TV station in the USA, censoring our real leaders like Bobby Kennedy Jr. on vaccines and 24-year-old Nicholas J. Fuentes at Cozy.tv with 30,000 young white men backing him. How these relative handful of billionaire criminal Jews have persecuted everyday Jews and are rigging many of our key elections by computer vote fraud. How do you think we got the village idiot with dementia, Joe Biden, and the dunce who started as a high-level escort, Kamala Harris? And the unjust beatdown on white people has got to be answered, and I'll do it kindly but effectively. I'm Jim Condit Jr. for Congress, and I paid for and approved this message. See you at 5:50 a.m. WKRC this Sunday night at 8 p.m. All info at JimForAmerica.com. That's JimForAmerica.com. So that was the commercial we ran on Friday, and the first thing we claimed was that powerful billionaire, millionaire Jews own every radio and control every radio and television station in the United States. As you can tell, my throat is a little off, so I'm trying to take cough drops, etc., to make it sound better. Hopefully it gets better as the show goes. So, we have on our website, JimForAmerica.com, we have a five-minute video from Brother Nathaniel Kapner. He himself is Jewish, but converted to, I think, Russian Orthodoxy. And he's kind of like me. I'm a Catholic who totally opposes what the modernist men sitting in the bishop's chairs in the Catholic Church, in the structures of the Catholic Church, are doing to the Catholics in the world. So I'm a Catholic who opposes the modernist bishops or men who claim to be bishops sitting in the Catholic bishops' chairs around the United States and the world. Brother Nathaniel Kapner was Jewish and converted, I think, Russian Orthodoxy. And he, in the same way that I do, he opposes these Jewish banker leaders that are by de facto, in reality, they're leading the Jewish people, even though many of them, like Dr. Nathaniel Kapner, don't like it any more than I like the bishops or the men claiming to be bishops sitting in the bishops' chairs in the Catholic Church structures in the United States. So he has 5 minutes on that. And, of course, there's other articles that have listed the names of the leaders of the five major TV networks and so forth. Somebody did a study where 200 Jews were running CNN. The Murdochs run Fox, but the great reporter Christopher Boleyn went to Australia and found there by searching Rupert Murdoch's background that his mother was Jewish, a lady named, I think, Joy Green. So the Murdochs allow like Rush Limbaugh was allowed to put out a lot of good information. So the middle class thinks they got somebody standing up for them, but they never cover certain subjects we're going to cover, and they never give any action program to reverse the situation. So at any rate, beyond that, you can know by the fact that you never hear any anti-Israeli information to speak of, and the Palestinians are constantly trashed. It's absurd. The Palestinians are in an open-air prison. Israel, the country calling itself Israel, stole their land in May 1948. Now, other countries have stolen land, arguably even our own country, the United States, but it's the way they're treated now. They are in an open-air prison. They don't have control when their water's on. They don't have control when their electricity's on. They have no planes to fight back against the most modern jets that the Israelis have from us. We give, besides giving them all the most modern weapons, we give them $5 billion to $20 billion a year in money. Now, the late, great Congressman Jim Traficant from Youngstown said that it was $20 billion. He said that on a TV show when he was getting someone unjustly imprisoned released in Israel. He said that to Brian Gumbel. And Brian Gumbel, as he started to explain the $20 billion, cut him off, said, "Okay, Jim, Congressman Traficant, we got to go." There's always a Jew in the ear of all these people. Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, of course all the people on MSNBC and CNN. And that, and if some subject is coming up they don't want, they'll tell them, stop this. There was a tremendous embarrassing moment when Newt Gingrich was on the Outnumbered with it has the four women and the men at noon on Fox. And Newt Gingrich started to say that George Soros was funding a lot of these mayors who were siding with the criminals to let them trash the downtown instead of siding with the police. Harris Faulkner, who generally does a good job, must have the Jew in her ear, in her little earpiece, say, "Hey, wait a minute, stop this." And very awkwardly, Harris said to Newt Gingrich, "We can't discuss this." And Newt Gingrich paused and said, "We can't discuss it." They said, "No, we're not going to discuss George Harris." So there was another awkward pause, and then he went on to other things. That's probably still on YouTube or BitChute. You know, BitChute, BitChute.com is where you can look if something's not on YouTube, because the Jews running YouTube are censoring everything on YouTube as they are on Facebook and Twitter and other places. So anyway, that's probably on there. BitChute.com is a terrible name, but they meant it to mean bits of information parachuting into your computer. Terrible name, BitChute.com. It sounds like you're cussing. But that's where you can find stuff, and there's others where you can find stuff. Gab is the best, although I'm not clear in my mind what all these things do. So anyway, be that as it may, they get Israel's got at least five billion a year on average since 1948. They got all the modern weapons. If it was just $5 billion, it's almost $400 billion since 1948. Of course, if it's $20 million, it's more like $100 million. Instead of $400 million, it would be like $100 million. So if you wonder when your car hits a really bad gully in the road and it just about ruins your tire, the money that should be fixing that is in Israel. And it's also to pay off the Arab countries to keep them from being hostile to Israel. So I think Saudi Arabia gets $7 billion a year, but that is all to pay them to not give Israel trouble. So it's probably more like $200-300 billion that should have been used to fix our airports and our roads, but it's not here. The money's in Israel. And it's got to be stopped, this kind of. But anyway, we also give them the weapons. So the Palestinians not only don't have control of their water and their electricity, they don't have any weapons to fight back against the best planes that were ever made that we gave the Israelis. So when they talk about the Palestinians persecuting the Israelis by the men get so fed up and they look so bad in front of their women, they may throw a few rocks or get out some 4th of July sparklers. And then criminals like Netanyahu and the others will use that as an excuse to go in and bomb the ever-loving heck out of Palestinians. And real babies, kids, women, and men are killed with these bombs. Now, I know one lady, I know several people in Palestine. One lady said they've started using the bombs like they were using in Afghanistan that makes the earth shake. So when she heard the bombs start to fall the last time, this is a year ago, I guess this person told me this. When she heard the bombs falling, they usually have the men and go into one half of the house with half the children, and the women go in the other half of the house at the end with the other children in case part of the house is bombed, some of them might survive. So she said as she was starting to walk together up the kids, as these bombs started falling, then her legs were wobbling. She could hardly walk. That's what the Palestinians live in, this vile, murderous, lying propaganda put over our media by these lying, murdering, diabolical media Jews are just lies. And that's what the Palestinian people are facing. And all you evangelicals, some of whom are my friend who go to churches, that say to tell people the injustice that's happened to the Palestinians, that's a sin. You know, they believe absurdly that to criticize modern Israel and the Jewish lobby like I do, and I do it because hardly nobody else does it in public, to try to wake people up, that's a sin. No, Christ said we have to, can't turn our head away when injustice is being done. And I am being a friend of the Jewish people and the Jewish leaders by saying, quit doing this. It's bad for everybody. It's bad for your soul. Convert at least to not killing people and persecuting people, trying to, they're committing a slow genocide against the Palestinians, or convert to Christianity. Quit doing what, I'm their real friend. And the people that say that they can't do it, they're not allowed to criticize them, they're not the friend of those Jewish people who support what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, because they're encouraging them to do law, do wrong, and support murder, which could mean the loss of their soul for eternity if they don't repent. So anyway, that is the truth about Palestine and Israel, and they're committing a slow genocide if you look at the Palestinian population from 1948 to now. So, and you can tell there's never any substantial criticism of Israel or the Jewish lobby. Jim Trafficant, when he was still alive, before he was very probably killed in 2014 September, I became a good friend of his the last 6 months of his life. He said, the Israeli offices, it might have been AIPAC, it might have been another one, AIPAC is American Israel Public Affairs Committee, they were raided by our law enforcement agencies because they were spying on the United States. This would have been about 2010, I guess. Did you ever hear that on the news? Of course not, because every time the Israeli organized lobby gets caught spying on the United States and trying to take our secrets, then it's covered up by the diabolical media Jews who own the media. Now, why I say diabolical media Jews is because I'm trying to let all the other Jews at the grassroots level off the hook, because they're not doing it. People that are running businesses, etc., they're not doing this. So I do that to try to say media Jews, to let them off the hook. But at any rate, that's the way it is. We have a foreign power. These Jewish people that are in this organized network conspiring against all the Christian Americans and the Jews at the local level that don't appreciate what they're doing, conspiring against all the blacks. I'll get into that maybe in this show. They are using their United States citizenship to try to destroy our country, destroy the Constitution, destroy the Bill of Rights, and turn us into a communist Jew dictatorship like they did to Russia in 1917 and like they did to China shortly after World War II, killing 40 million in Russia, 64 million in China. The numbers are unbelievable. But at any rate, so that's that story. I got to move on. I will get to other things in the other 4 weeks. So the next thing we mentioned was they're censoring our leaders, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr. He's been censored since at least 2005. You'll notice he's not allowed on any television or radio station in the United States because these diabolical media Jews own, or control anyway, these stations. Tucker Carlson got him on Fox Nation and interviewed him for, I guess, an hour. That's worth watching. But they didn't let it on Fox, which has 1,000 times more viewers. That's the closest Bobby Kennedy Jr. got being allowed to be on TV or radio the last 15 years. And since 1985, the same Jews that own the radio stations own the billboards, so he has not been able to get a billboard on like a big road, a big highway like I-75 or I-71. Just to tell people, all he's trying to tell people is research the vaccines, the possible side effects before you get the vaccine. These diabolical Jews don't want that on the billboards because they're using vaccines to try to poison the world. They don't have to beat your son in war, which they couldn't do when he's older, if they can sit down and put a poisonous shot into him when he's a baby. So I don't know about all vaccines. I guess some are good, but I think they're putting poison in all of them, especially the kitty vaccines. I would never have my grandkids get vaccinated now. So then we mentioned a guy named Nick Fuentes, okay? Well, Fuentes were going to play 8 minutes of his speech in the second half of this show. Fuentes is a 24-year-old guy who is got 30,000 young white Christians behind him. You've never heard of him because, again, the Jewish-controlled media doesn't ever cover him, but I'm going to let you hear him. He's very charismatic, and he's attracted all these people. I've been fighting since 1979. I did a lot of emails, almost an email a day, from 1999 until 2012 or so. I never got more than 1,500 followers on my email list. So Fuentes has got the charisma, the talent to do this, and they're so worried about him, they've censored him everywhere. But he's moving on, and we're going to play 8 minutes of his speech at the America First conference that was held in Orlando on February 25th, I think, 2022. And it was held at the same time as CPAC, who they're kind of warring against. So we're going to play him, and we're going to play... he's been at this for about 5 years. He does a podcast every night, a video on cozy.tv. That's COZY.TV. And there's where you can get advice... heads up from him and Vincent James and many other people who are on Cozy TV. They do daily analysis of the news, especially the first part of Nick Fuentes' commentary is usually on the urgent news of the day. And then we're going to play 8 minutes about a Vincent James speech down at the same event, which was tremendous. He reminded me of all the stuff I was kind of forgetting about how horrible these governors are, how Mike DeWine of Ohio and Steve, and I think it's whatever, Beshear of Kentucky, are murderers and liars. And I'm not exaggerating. Murderers and liars, because they got in the middle of the medicine that people needed. For the first time ever, they followed the orders from the international banker Jews in New York City. DeWine even had his own handler. He's a, what he looks like, a big sissy, spineless individual. And they, for the first time ever, got between the doctors and the patients. Unconscionable. And they caused a lot of people to be killed by doing that. That's why I say most of these governors need to be given a fair trial and then hung on national TV for what they did to people. So we're going to play 8 minutes of his speech. And then we're also going to be, and his thing is America First Movement. Then we're also going to play 5 minutes from Nikki, my great associate in the west side of the country, who's been so helpful to me. We did a tape with her in 2018, and I was going to play some of that near the end of the broadcast. So in the second half, you won't have to be listening to my struggling voice at this point, but we'll have some about 21 minutes of speeches in the last 28 minutes that are really good. Really good. And you'll see why they hate Nick Fuentes, why he's been banned from all credit card processing in the whole world. He's banned, like, you remember after January 6th, that bogus so-called insurrection, which is false. Remember that the Jews running our media and social network prevented Trump, the president of the United States, from talking to the people. Trump could not talk to the people. Even Fox wasn't carrying him. Twitter, Facebook, all of them banned Trump. So the president of the United States couldn't talk to the American people. A lot of people were banned and are being banned by these treasonous Jews who, again, I'll say the solution, we got to do what our ancestors over the last 1,000 years did and arrest every Jew in power right now. That's the only way we're going to save the country, and that's what our ancestors did. By the time they get their people in as attorney general and all these traitors, we've got to arrest any Jew in power in the federal government, in finance, in the military right now and put them on trial for treason. And after a fair trial, most of them will have to be put in life for prison or hung. So that may shock some of you, but as I've been for the last 20 years, I'm a million miles ahead of you and the congressmen and the leaders, because I think about this stuff all the time, and I've thought it through. You have not. I'm not trying to insult you. You're doing what you're doing. You're being a mother or a businessman or whatever, doctor. I am looking at what's happening to our country. So I'm a million miles ahead of you all, and I think in advance, and you've been ignoring me. You better not keep ignoring me, because they're moving right now. Since this COVID thing, they're moving with fear, making you afraid to take away our constitutional rights and our Bill of Rights. So that's the next thing that we covered, and we'll cover more of that. So Nick Fuentes is a tremendously important leader, and I'm trying to make him more known, and I'd like to interview Nick Fuentes and Vincent James, who is also part of the Fuentes Coalition, on my future shows. Okay, then I had a line in that commercial that I kind of had to skip over to get the rest in. Said, these Jewish bankers persecuting everyday Jews. Well, what am I talking about? Well, this is shocking. It's going to be shocking for you. And that is that in World War II, the main job of Hitler and the Nazis was to round up everyday Jews and put them in the concentration camps to get them down to Palestine after the war. We'll have a whole lot of a show on that, interviewing Christopher John Bjerknes, who's written 3 books on this, after I tipped him off, thanks to a friend, that that's what was happening. Okay, so we're getting to the 22 mark. And I'm going to stop for a minute here, and then we will do the identification at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll come back and do the last. Actually, I'm sorry, I got 7 minutes left. I'm trying to watch all kinds of time here, so let me continue on that. I do not consider Hitler and the Nazis as our ancestors. They're not. They were paid by the Wall Street. There's a book called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Anthony Sutton. Tremendous book. Another one by Who Financed Hitler by James and Suzanne Poole. But you have to get that from, you have to get the early version where they took a few hundred pages out of it. Probably costs a lot of money now, like 50 or 100 bucks. But you want the earlier version before they took the 200 pages out. Okay? And you can see that Hitler was financed by the international bankers and Wall Street and so many things that we could go into on that. Since I can't cover that in depth here, we have a website, HitlerDVD.com. It's an anti-Hitler website. It's got a 2-hour and 22-minute video, and it's got a 3-hour radio show where Christopher John Bjerknes interviews me, but he actually knew as much as I did. And he's 1/4 Jewish on his grandfather's side, but of course they call him an anti-Semitic because he's exposing how the international Jewish bankers and founders of Israel were totally with Hitler and the Nazis on that score. And we'll talk about Dunkirk, where Hitler just abandoned winning the war, Operation Barbarossa, where he gave orders that got all the Germans captured or killed that were about to take Moscow, and a bunch of other stuff. The transfer agreement, where Hitler was sending money to the Israelis who were getting ready to take over Palestine. But anyway, let's go on to I got to keep moving here. But HitlerDVD.com, you can get all the information you want. And I especially urge Jewish people to go there. Especially urge Jewish people to get the book Perfidy by Ben Hecht. Ben Hecht was a screenwriter. His name is as big as the screen on Farewell to Arms, I think. He was instrumental in Gone with the Wind. He was helping David O. Selznick. And he's a Jewish guy, but he raised a lot of money for Israel when they were being founded. But he was so horrified at what the leaders of Israel were doing leading up to the founding of Israel that he wrote a book called Perfidy about how they were betraying the Jews in captivity, which they wanted to stay there till the World War was over. And he didn't understand what was going on. I can tell you that the way he ended the book. But he was saying, what's going on? I thought our leaders would be the best. The founder of Israel are the worst in what they're doing to our own people who are in captivity. So, okay, we're going to stop here because we're at the 28 mark. And we'll be back in a few minutes to do the last 28 minutes. Thank you.